everybody. Yesterday we spoke a little bit about some aspects of Shabbos, and today I'd like to continue on that theme as well. So we want to talk about today is some issues regarding Havdalah. The Rambam writes that when we have the mitzvahs aseh lekadesh as yom haShabbos, so the Rambam has a chiddush, which is an unusual one, and he says, part of the mitzvah being mekadesh as haShabbos is not only to make kiddush on Friday night, as the Torah says, zachar as yom haShabbos lekadesho, but surprisingly, says the Rambam, sarach lezachreu biknisaso uvitziyaso. Part of this mitzvah being mekadesh as haShabbos is to show on both ends of Shabbos, both at the beginning and at the end, that Shabbos is unique, and Shabbos is different, and Shabbos is special, and therefore the Rambam says, under this category of mitzvahs, kiddush haShabbos is not only to make kiddush at the beginning, but also to make Havdalah at the very end of Shabbos. And therefore the Magen Mishnah writes that it seems, according to the Rambam, that this mitzvah of Havdalah is actually a mitzvah midah araisa. The same way kiddush is a mitzvah, so too is the mitzvah of Havdalah. And this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham as well, in understanding the Rambam. And that's why many Rishonim say, along the lines of what the Rambam writes, that this perhaps, the mitzvah of Havdalah, might be a mitzvah midah araisa. However, the Rush in a tshuva, as well as Rabbeinu Tam and some other Chachmei Ashkenaz, are of the opinion that Havdalah is only a mitzvah midrabanan, and this cannot be understood, as the Rambam says very literally, as a mitzvah midah araisa. It is rather only midrabanan. So you'll say, what's the difference? It's the araisa, it's the rabanan. We have an obligation to say kiddush, we have an obligation to say Havdalah, whether it's biblical or rabbinic, it shouldn't really make a difference. And the answer to that is very simple. One nafkamina is going to be with regard to a katan who just becomes bar mitzvah. Generally, the Gemara says that when do we know that a katan becomes a bar mitzvah? That is when the child is of the age of 13. But really, the Gemara says, the age of 13 is not sufficient. We have to know that the child is really a gadol by the fact that he's already considered a gadol by the changes in his body, that he has shtei sairus. So obviously we're not going to go and check every child. We assume, says the Gemara, chazaka de Rava. We assume Rava told us that when a child turns 13 or a young woman turns 12, we have a right to assume that they are already considered to be a bar or a bas mitzvah, and we don't actually have to check. However, when it comes to a mitzvah midah araisa, then we assume it's not good enough to rely on a chazaka. Then we have to know with certainty that the child is actually a gadol. So we're still not going to check. We'll see. If the child is growing hair on his face, then we obviously know that he's already considered to be a gadol. But otherwise, it would be better that the 12-year-old girl or the 13-year-old boy should not go ahead and be the one designated to be reciting the kiddush on behalf of everybody, because kiddush is a mitzvah midaraisa. And if you hold like the Rambam, that Havdalah is a mitzvah midaraisa as well, then you should not rely on a katan who just became a gadol to be the one to be motzi acheirim yidei chovasa, because we're not certain that that person is an actual bar chayuva. So, another nafkamina will be, very simply, what is the status of women with regard to the mitzvah of Havdalah? After all, we know the Gemara says that Shabbos is certainly a mitzvah sasei shehazman grama. And generally, the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin that women do not have an obligation to perform the mitzvah sasei shehazman grama. I like to say this, that when you ask somebody, in the abstract, how many mitzvahs asei shehazman grama do you think there are that women actually don't have an obligation to keep? If you had to guess. It's around something like that. Six or seven, eight, something, a very small number. So we talk about this overarching principle. When you have a time-bound mitzvah, women don't have to keep it. It's a very limited number of mitzvahs. When you break it down, they have to keep all the mitzvahs of Pesach and all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. So when you break everything down, when all is said and done, there aren't that many mitzvahs that women are actually exempt from. But we do have this principle, and Shabbos certainly should have fallen into that category, that it only comes around once a week. You can't make Kiddush on Tuesday, so we should assume that women would be exempt from performing the mitzvahs of Shabbos. And yet the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that we assume, kol sheyeshna b'shamar, yeshna b'zachar. Since we know that a woman is obligated to abide by all the mitzvahs lo saseh of Shabbos, we don't say that because it's a time-bound mitzvah, therefore she's allowed to be mechal of Shabbos. So therefore, says the Gemara, since she's included in shamar es yom haShabbos, like we spoke yesterday, so too she has an obligation to observe zachar es yom haShabbos. All of the positive commandments of Shabbos are considered equal to the mitzvah of all the negative commandments of Shabbos as well. So if you assume, like the Rambam, that part of the mitzvah of Kiddush is not only to make Kiddush, but also to make Havdalah, so then that means, when we say that a woman is obligated in all the positive commandments of Shabbos, including Kiddush, and everything like that. So then Havdalah will be included as well, and a woman is just as equally obligated as a man is in both Kiddush and Havdalah. However, if you assume that the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam are correct, that the whole obligation to say Havdalah on Matzai Shabbos is only Midrabanan, and really it's not something that the Torah mandates, so then there's room to say that maybe this is only a time-bound mitzvah Midrabanan, and the Chachamim never obligated a woman to say the Havdalah because she is busy, and she doesn't have time to do all the mitzvahs haseh shahazman grama that a man does. So this is the major distinction between the opinion of the Rambam on the one hand and Rabbeinu Tam on the and the Rosh on the other. Would a woman have an obligation to say Havdalah, or perhaps not? How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So if you look, the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Shabbos, quotes the opinion of the Rambam, like the Mechaber often does, and he says, Nashim chayavos behavdalah. Women have an absolute obligation to make Havdalah, kishem shechayavos bekiddush. Just like they have an obligation to say Kiddush, so too, says the Rambam, they have an obligation to say Havdalah. It comes from the same place of Zachar as Yom HaShabbos the Kadsho. However, the Mechaber says, V'yesh mi shacholik. There are those who disagree. Who is he referring to? The Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Ramah. The Ramah is usually the way Ashkenazim follow, as opposed to the Mechaber. So the Ramah says, Al-Kain, therefore, because we have this major disagreement between the Mechaber and between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam, therefore says the Rama Al Kain, therefore lo yavdilu la'atzman rak yishmu havdalah min ha'anashim. Why should they get involved in the machlokas? We're not sure if you're obligated to make these brachos. We don't know if you have to say them or not. Why not hear it from a man? And therefore, you remove yourself from the entire shayla. And this is generally what we try to do, that if a woman has to hear Havdalah on the end of Shabbos, she should try very much to hear it from a man. However, writes the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you have a Shas Adchak, a woman is in the hospital and her husband is not there with her. Or you have an Almana, for that matter, who doesn't have a husband. Or for whatever reason, you have a woman who doesn't have a man in the home to make Havdalah for her. Says the Mishnah Berurah, clearly we would tell that woman that she should make Havdalah for herself. And I've often been asked the following question, and it comes up a couple of times a year where people ask that they have an elderly mother who lives alone, she's an Almana, and every Matzah Shabbos they call her on the phone and they make Havdalah over the phone. And I've asked my father many times, and he thinks that that is not the preferred option. He thinks that the better thing to do would be just to train this woman to say Havdalah on her own. After all, the Rambam writes Havdalah is something that women are obligated to say on their own. And the Mechaber says that is the way we assume. The Ramah just says you may as well remove yourself from the machlokas and not really get involved, so therefore you may as well hear it from a man. But if the other option is just to hear it over the phone, that is something that we would not really advise a person to do, and it is better that a person should hear Havdalah on their own instead of hearing it over the phone from another man. Now, one of the important halachas when we talk about Havdalah is that one is not allowed to do any malacha before hearing Havdalah. Now, the problem is we all go to shul, and on Matzah Shabbos, many people who drove to shul before Shabbos drive home right after Shabbos is over. They haven't yet made Havdalah, and they weren't paying attention when they make Havdalah in the shul. So the answer to that is, we say Havdalah in our Shemona Esrei. And that really counts. Once you say Havdalah in the Shemona Esrei, that would be good enough, and therefore you're allowed to do Malacha afterward. If somebody forgot to say Havdalah in Shemona Esrei, which happens every so often, you have to be careful that before you do any Malacha, you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, and the Acharonim say women who very often are not available to daven Ma'ariv on a Matzai Shabbos, they're busy. So we would tell them to make sure that they say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol before engaging in any malacha that they might do, and that is something that has to be remembered before doing any malacha. So listen to the following question, and I find this to be such a beautiful question because it shows how sensitive and how concerned and how caring our great Talmidei Chachamim actually are. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I've spoken about him many times. In the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, they have a question that he raised. And the question is as follows. Madua ein makpidin. Why are we not careful, asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, shelo lahazmin b'matzoi Shabbos monit l'nisi'ah shahanahag einenu shomer Shabbat. Asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, if you're not allowed to do malacha before you say Havdalah, or before you at least say Havdalah in your Shemona Esrei, ask Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, how is it that in Eretz Yisrael, we have no problem hiring somebody to come pick us up, ordering a taxi, when we know that the probability is he's a chiloni, and he has not yet said Havdalah. He was obligated in Shabbos like we were obligated in Shabbos. So what right do we have? Is that not a violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol? We're setting him up to do something wrong. We're asking him to drive for us. And this is something that he's not allowed to do before making Havdalah. And therefore, they write that their grandfather, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Machmas Hai Chashasha, because of this concern that he had, Dikde Kagon Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Lomar Lenahag B'Matzei Shabbos Shavua Tov. Before he opened the door to the taxi and before he got into the car, he would make sure to say to the taxi driver, Shavua Tov, which basically he said is a way of declaring to the world, it is no longer Shabbos. That's the greeting, that's the blessing everyone gives each other after Shabbos is over. And therefore, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach felt that's what needs to be done. In order to allow yourself to get into the taxi and have him drive you, you need to make sure that he has already said goodbye to Shabbos, and by saying Shavua Tov and having the response from the driver, he assumed that would be sufficient. However, there were some of his contemporaries who were not so fond of this idea, and they felt that even if you do say Shavua Tov, and even if he does respond to you, that will not be sufficient, that will not be good enough. Why? Because if you look in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, if you look in the Rambam there, he writes in Mitzvah Kuf Nun Hei, that Havdalah is considered to be a part of the Mitzvah of Zechiras HaShabbos. The same way we have a Mitzvah of Kiddush, so too we have a Mitzvah of Havdalah. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes the very same thing. And therefore, when the Sefer HaChinuch talks about it, he says, you have to speak Dvarim B'Yom HaShabbos B'Knisasu U'V'Yitziyasu. How are we mekadesh as HaShabbos by saying Kiddush and Havdalah? What does it mean that we're elevating Shabbos? Shabbos is Kaddush whether we like it or not. So what are we adding? Says the Sefer HaChinuch that your obligation of both Kiddush and Havdalah is that when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos goes out, you have to say something that is Zecher Gedulas Hayom U'Ma'alaso. You have to talk about the greatness of Shabbos. And writes the Sefer HaChinuch, you have to talk about Havdalaso L'Shevach Mishar Hayomim. You have to say, Shabbos is so unique, Shabbos is so different than all the other days of the week. And therefore, there were some Achronim who felt, even if someone is going to get up on a Matzoi Shabbos and say Shavua Tov, and wish somebody well, that does not fulfill the obligation of Havdalah. Because the way the Rambam understood, Havdalah is part of the general category of Kiddush, of Zacharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, which means we have to highlight the day of Shabbos and show Shabbos is different than every other day of the week. How do we do that? By making Kiddush at the beginning and Havdalah at the end. Now, what is unique about the Kiddush and Havdalah? What is special about the words that we say? So there the Rishonim explain what's unique about it is that we highlight the fact that Shabbos is different. Shabbos is different. It's a day of sanctity. It's a day of holiness. And it's therefore not to be confused with any other day of the week. And therefore we assume if a person is not going to actually say something about the uniqueness of Shabbos, if someone is not going to highlight the fact that Shabbos is very different than every other day, it might not help to just say Shavua Tov. Yes, it's true, that is the general blessing, that is the greeting that we give each other after Shabbos is over, but that really would not be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush or Havdalah, because you have not said anything unique or special about the quality of Shabbos as opposed to the quality of any other day of the week. So this is a very important question. When we say that one has an obligation to make Havdalah, on the one hand, we're wondering, is this a part of the mitzvah saseh da'araisa of Zechor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha, like the Rambam says? Or perhaps is it only a mitzvah midirabanan, like the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush? Question number one. Once you've gotten through that question, then you have a number of issues. Number one, we should say, are you able to have a young child who just turned bar mitzvah? Is he able to make Havdalah on behalf of the other family members? But question number two is, are women actually obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah, or perhaps they are not? And question number three is, when we go ahead and we make sure to make Havdalah on Matzoi Shabbos, we have to be careful, writes the Shulchan Aruch, not to do any malacha before doing so. And the question there becomes, what happens when I have somebody who we know has not recited Havdalah? Do I have to make sure to do something to make them highlight the uniqueness of Shabbos and say that Shabbos is now over in order to allow them to do the malacha for me? Or will you say that even if you make them say Shavua Tov, perhaps that is not going to be sufficient? That will not fulfill the requirement of their Havdalah that they have an obligation to say. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Omer,